Okay, go ahead and try it.
Okay, next item on the agenda is open proposals for 621 and a half South 3rd Street. We have one proposal here, so I'm ready to open it. Hopefully I won't cut it apart like I did the last time.
You don't know your own strength?
I'm not sure what it's due to. I blame it on whoever stuffed the envelope.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a proposal here. This is from Emily Moore, 619 South 3rd Street. Okay, she has a proposal as well as a summary of her bank account balance and capability to make this transaction. And
can you read the amount?
The amount her offer is $36,000. And so anything else? I don't know if that's a full price offer or what that is. So. Okay, very good. Next item, Resolution 53-2019, which is ratify execution of an agreement for the vacation of 622 East Lincoln Avenue. Where is it? Yes, you're up.
Okay. Just so everybody understands what this is, this is actually a payment to the tenant of this. This is a property that we are acquiring as part of the Lincoln Avenue project, and there is an obligation to pay the tenant money, basically, to allow them to find alternate housing. I talked to them late last week, and at that point in time, they were actually planning to try to move out of their present location and to another location over the weekend, although I haven't heard from them.
I think they did. I saw the truck there.
So it's basically an agreement to allow them to be able to pay for the move and to get into another apartment as well. Actually, they have found, or they actually have a trailer.
Okay, so any questions about this? Questions from the audience or comments? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution
53-2019. So moved.
Second.
Okay, any other discussion? It's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 53-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed say no, and that passes unanimously. Next item, Resolution 58-2019, which is ratify the execution of an agreement for the sale and purchase of real estate at 710 East Lincoln Avenue. And this...
Basically, you know, another one of the Lincoln Avenue houses and... worked out an agreement with them, which is consistent with the appraisals that we did on the property. And they have agreed to accept this particular proposal. Answer any questions that they have regarding it.
And there was no tenant relocation in this case?
There was no tenant relocation in this one. That had been vacated previously.
Okay, comments or questions from the commission? Comments or questions from the audience? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution
58-2019. So moved. Second.
Any other comments or questions? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 58-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed say no. And that passes unanimously. Next item, Resolution 59-2019, approval of a proposal for the purchase of 401, 405, 409, 411 South 3rd Street and 204 West Madison Street.
The issue in front of the commission is rather limited. We opened proposals, or actually one proposal, for this property at last meeting. At the time of the reading of the proposal, we thought it was a full price offer. It appears after reviewing it that it is not a full price offer. So the only real question in front of the Redevelopment Commission today is that is it or is it not a full price offer? If you determine that it is a full price offer, then we would need to go either at this meeting or at the next meeting to see whether we accept it. If it's determined that it is not a full price offer, the offer will still be considered at the next meeting, can be modified by the person that proposed the offer, that made the proposal. And if we determine it is not, then we'd have to give an additional 30 days to accept proposals, which I think because of the timing of the two meetings, actually the 30 days would run before the next meeting.
Okay, so in my packet, Larry wrote a letter to Mr. Scharf about this not being a full price offer. And you got that letter, right, Adam? Did you all get the letter in your packet, too? Okay. So that's the opinion of our legal staff, and I think he explained it very well as far as if we deny this as being a full price offer. Mr. Scharf has time to rework the proposal in 30 days, but we also have the right to accept proposals for the next 30 days.
And he has no obligation to change it. He can just stay with the proposal. Yeah.
Okay. So we have the option in this resolution. We have it written both ways. It either is a full price offer or it is not. So I'm sure you want to respond to this, Adam, one way or the other. So it's our legal opinion that it is not a full price offer. So I guess we'll let you respond to that.
Adam Sharp, Rethinking Buildings, Goshen. Speaking narrowly on what is a full price offer. So what is the purchase price? And candidly, this is not, it's certainly not a full cash up front offer. We didn't convey it as such. We thought we were submitting a full price offer consistent with what purchase price has, the meaning of purchase price and kind of post-negotiation final contracts for developers in the immediate vicinity and the immediate recent past. So if that's not the definition of purchase price, if there's statutory control up front that says full purchase price has to be 100% in cash up front, that's not what this is. We don't represent it as such, and we wouldn't take issue with that determination. But as far as where we're coming from in it is there's some nuance and confusion and various different comparable or similar or in the recent past or in the immediate vicinity final development agreements have been not totally dissimilar to the kinds of things that we were trying to more propose up front.
Well, just to clarify one thing, if you were to make this exact same proposal after the additional 30 days, this commission could absolutely accept.
Yes.
And that's what we've done in the past, is when we've gotten those kind of proposals that aren't, a completely full price offer, we go out for an additional 30 days, look at the proposals, and they can be accepted at a lower amount. And there's no reason why yours wouldn't qualify under that second proposal where we go out for an additional 30 days.
Right. And I'm not here to pound it. climb the podium and say this is something that it isn't on the upfront side, but explain to you a little bit what some of that ambiguity is about what is purchase price in some of the context here where it gets delayed. There are some leases, there are some later transfers, and that has been typical of similar projects in the past.
And the other part of it is that you are free to make modifications so that you aren't put at a disadvantage because of the fact that people have already seen your proposal. So you have the option.
Right.
It's only an option to make modifications and submit it at the next meeting.
Which is another reason. Had we not believed we were making a full price offer, we probably would not have put out our development plans for potential competitors to get a good thorough look at. That being said, one item in the wording of the resolution itself, the second whereas statement, as proposed to you, it says that Rethinking Buildings is to receive immediate possession of 204 and 401 in order to renovate the houses and bring the structures up to city code. And just to sort of make clear that part of what we believe our proposal is bringing is value in what Commissioner Stump thought was, you know, a multi-hundreds of thousands of dollars potential renovation. It's not without risk or capital up front for us, but transfer of title would be contingent upon our investment of that and successful completion of that project, not simply just a boom, here's possession. And I don't think that that's what you're saying, but just to kind of make clear that the transfer of title is not the same thing as immediate possession.
I'm not sure I agree with that. It's been a while since I read your proposal, Adam, so I'm sorry if I'm not remembering it correctly. But if what you're suggesting that we immediately transfer title to you, that's not an immediate possession. Without specific language to the contrary, it is. You can transfer title and withhold possession. There's no reason you can't do that. But I don't recall that in the proposal.
Okay.
But it's possible to do. It's not impossible.
Okay. Well, I might have missed some of those back and forths. But point being what it is.
Okay. Anyone else from the audience care to speak on this issue? Okay, so we'll go back to the...
You got somebody coming.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
My name is Lynn Garber. I'm with a budding group called Preserve Goshen. You may hear more from us in the future. I have one question about would the commission look more favorably on Adam's proposal if earnest money were provided? Could you make an earnest payment?
No. And the reason is, if you read Adam's proposal in its entirety, it never guarantees the full $237,000. So to be considered a full price proposal, it would have to do that. It doesn't. That doesn't mean it's disqualified. It just means that we're required by the statute to go back out for an additional 30-day period, invite other people to make proposals. And as I mentioned a few times, Adam can also modify his proposal.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any more comments or questions from the audience? Okay, so we're back to this resolution. And the question is this or is this not a full proposal or a full price offer? I'm sorry. And our counsel has written a letter that it's his opinion that it's not a full price offer. So you know the options that we have here. It's not that we're rejecting the proposal totally. It's just that we're not going to act on it for another 30 days. So I'll entertain any thoughts from the other two commission members or the third commission member, non-voting member.
When we looked at it, we kind of agreed that it didn't really meet the definition of a full price proposal, which I think just was because we need to extend it for 30 days, and then if he wants to resubmit it, and I hope that it will, then we can look at that. It has to be.
So that everybody is clear, Adam has no obligation to resubmit it. The same proposal would move forward even if he doesn't resubmit it, but he can do that.
Right.
Do I have the opportunity to
see it? Yeah. He would have the opportunity to resend it to him.
So we need to, I guess, do we need to amend this resolution then, Larry, to have it say that it, to insert the word is not?
Yeah, treat that out.
In the now therefores. So we would need a motion to insert is not.
I move that we insert is not full price offer.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Any comments? Okay, it's been moved and seconded to amend this resolution 59-2019 to insert the word is not where there is a choice given. So all those in favor of making that amendment say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no, and that passes unanimously. So now we've got this resolution 59-2019 that's been amended to say that this is not a full proposal. So is there any other comments? Okay, if there are no comments, I'll entertain a motion to approve resolution 59-2019 as amended.
So moved.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve resolution 59-2019 as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no, and that passes unanimously. Okay, next item is resolution 60-2019, which is approve agreement and authorization acquisition of real estate at 921 East Lincoln Avenue. And I think we're going to be tabling this because we don't have enough people to vote on this, because this affects Brian Garber and he's going to abstain, so that only gives us two votes. So I need a motion to table resolution
60-2019. So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to table resolution 60-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed, and that motion passes unanimously as well. So now we're on resolution 61-2019, which is approve a request to execute an agreement with PECSERV Environmental Inc. for asbestos assessment for 8 structures on East Lincoln Avenue.
We are requesting permission today from the Commission to enter into an agreement with PECSERV Environmental for asbestos assessment for the 8 properties that are listed out on Lincoln Avenue. These are the properties that we are in the process of acquiring for the road widening and reconstruction project from Rockland Creek to just past Sturry. Federal regulations indicate that anytime you demolish 4 or more homes at one time as part of a project, you have to complete asbestos assessments and provide the necessary documentation to the state prior to demolition occurring. As we have 8, we definitely exceed that number, so we would like to move forward with the asbestos assessment so that their final report can be included in the demolition specs, which we anticipate issuing later this month or early next month. So total cost for the lump sum items for each home comes to a total cost of $5,100. We're also asking to allow an allowance for up to 15 point counting samples. This is an additional step that's done for certain samples with low levels of asbestos that can rule them out from requiring proper or necessary remediation prior to demolition. Total not to exceed contract amount would be $7,125. Our hope would be to begin assessment work the week of October 21st with a final report due to the city by November 6th.
I noticed there was a couple houses. Is that just more? Is it just on size-wise or age-wise?
Yes, size-wise.
Okay.
Now, Brian Garber owns one of these houses that we're going to be reassessing or re-evaluating. And Larry said that he believes it's all right.
He's being treated exactly the same way as everybody else in that particular issue. And this is an eminent domain proceeding that we're affecting all eight of these particular houses.
Okay, so there's no.
He's not being singled out.
So there's no special treatment or anything. So,
and he also gets no particular advantage from this. It's basically so we can do our demo.
Yeah. Okay. So, Larry's interpretation is that it's okay for Brian to vote on this. So, with that, any questions from the commission on this? Questions from the audience? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution
61-2019. So moved. Second.
Any other discussion or questions? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 61-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed say no. And that passes unanimously. Next item, Resolution 62-2019, which is approve execution of a change order number 2. With Reith Riley Construction for Kircher Road Reconstruction Phase 2.
This change order is for Phase 2, which is from Deerdorf to US 33. It's for a time extension. It does not have a cost increase with this change order. It's due to Comcast delays for 18 days, and it'll change the Phase 2 of this project. It's kind of confusing. Phase 2 of Phase 2. From September 27th to October 15th. And that's the current phase that they're working on.
Questions from the commission? Questions from the audience?
Hopefully someday we'll get it done.
I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 62-2019.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any other questions? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 62-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed say no. And that passed unanimously. Next item is Resolution 63-2019, which is approve execution of a change order number 1 with Niblock Excavating for Main Street Streetscapes.
So Niblock has requested a time extension for the concrete deadline for the project, which includes all of the curb ramps, curb, sidewalk work, which was scheduled to be completed by October 15th. They will not be able to complete it because they do not have the availability of their crews available, and they haven't been out on site for, I think it's going on 5 weeks now. Typically, the unavailability of crews is not a reason for a time extension, but they have guaranteed us that they will have crews out the week of October 14th and would be completely done with all the concrete work by November 1st. And as they've been working through the project, they've quickly replaced the sidewalk and curb ramps that they removed, so the disruption to the downtown has been minimal for the most part. So what we're asking for is a conditional time extension that if they completed all of the concrete work by November 1st, we wouldn't apply any liquidated damages to them. But if they do not complete it by November 1st, then the liquidated damages would go to the October 15th date.
Questions or comments from the commission? Questions from the audience or comments?
just want to add one thing, that the project is being funded both by the Redevelopment Commission and Civil City. And so the Board of Works has already approved this agreement, so I just want to make that known.
So this isn't going to cost us any more money, is it, Dustin?
Not yet.
Okay, any other questions or comments? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 63-2019.
So moved.
Okay. Any other comments from the audience or commission? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded to approve Resolution 63-2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, no. And that passes unanimously. We're to the approval of the Register of Claims, and we have to amend that to insert an additional claim for Stiver Lawn Care in the amount of $460, which was supposed to be approved last month but was left out. So this is an addition. We're adding an additional claim to this month's claim. So we need a motion to amend the claims with this $460 addition. Second. Okay, any questions? It's been moved and seconded to amend the claims for an additional $460 to Stiver Lawn Care. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed say no. So now we've got the claims we're considering as amended. Any questions or comments about these claims? Questions from the audience? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve the claims then as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the claims as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. And that passes unanimously. Monthly redevelopment staff report. Mark?
Just mention one project that may be coming off the list shortly is the 9th Street Trail. I think, are we still on track for end of October for that? So maybe the last time you see that in a report. And we look forward to a big ribbon cutting from notice, right?
Okay, and Mark has submitted that proposal or the monthly development report, so if anybody has questions, he's available for that. Next item is the open forum, which is for general discussion on items that we haven't talked about in this meeting, either from the board or from the audience. I see we have somebody from the audience, Everett, that wants to speak.
Good afternoon. I'm wearing is for the Goshen Theater Board of Directors as the chair and also the president of the Goshen Theater. I think in your claims this afternoon you had a claim for the Goshen Theater, and I think that concludes the $850,000 that was approved for our capital campaign. I'm here to say how much we appreciate the city's investment in the theater, and anybody that wants a tour now or at any time, I would love to show you through, but in a few minutes, if you'd like to walk over there with me, I'd be glad to show you around, and we'll get as deep into the weeds as you want to go. Thanks again.
Thank you, Everett. Thank you for your spearheading the project.
Sure.
Adam.
Adam Sharp. Hat I'm wearing now is a District 5 rep on the south side of town. You folks have had some really significant and positive projects. The Kircher Road Phase 1, along with the bike path there, the 9th Street repaving is going on right now, which is fantastic. The bike trail there, 98% positive, with one thing to put on your radar, which is just to put on your radar, we've had some bicycling folks have had some positive conversations with Leslie Beek and engineering about concern about sort of obstacles on bike trails as the mode of achieving increased safety. Three specific examples would be two of them right at Kircher Road and the railroad tracks. Mazes where you have to go like this through. If you are a cyclist on a sit-down tricycle, a recumbent bicycle, if you're towing a kid in a trailer, any number of things that are outside of just the pretty narrow athletic young person on an upright bike. Even then, you can easily catch a handlebar or clip a wheel. You're supposed to dismount on those. I guess I'd put forth to the commission and others, how would we feel if every single car was required to stop, open your doors like a school bus does, look both ways before proceeding? The most important safety mechanism we have as cyclists is our eyeballs and our consciousness, and when those eyeballs are diverted to curbs and obstacles and rails and things that you have to do evasive maneuvers around as you're also trying to cross traffic or trains, I'd submit that that is a safety negative rather than a safety positive. So I'm hopeful that there can be some internal processes that get some get a cyclist and pedestrians' view on some of the project details that are important, like curbs and barriers and trip-ups and hang-ups like that.
That's it?
Yeah.
No. Well,
thanks.
Well, I just would respond to that, and we'll maybe let Leslie have a comment about that. Don't you, that's probably a requirement for, I don't remember if we use federal money for those things, but it's probably some kind of a requirement. I agree with you. This should, you know, I would agree with you, but you might want to write that down. This day we agreed on something.
It's being recorded.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's some kind of a requirement, but we'll let the lady in charge tell us what the real story is.
Yeah, it was installed as preparations for the quiet zone, from what I understand. I would have to look at the federal guidelines for projects, but if we're going to have a quiet zone through there and we have an unprotected pedestrian crossing, then the federal rail wants to see improvements made to improve the safety for the pedestrians and the bicyclists as well, because they wouldn't necessarily hear the horns.
But these are up for Kircher Road.
Yeah, it would go all the way past Kircher Road.
But they have no need to hear the trains if they're just crossing Kircher Road. You're talking, I guess.
Well, yeah, these are the gates or the mazes with the railings that go across the railroad tracks.
Oh.
The median across Kircher Road, it does zigzag a little bit because the trail isn't directly across from each other. So you do have to zig around it a little bit.
Okay, so Adam's talking about the
two things. Both of those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically the answer is we have to do it.
Well, it was installed as designed, and we haven't closed out the project. We can look at making safety improvements as long as it's safe, but it would probably have to be outside of the contract.
But you're telling me then we wouldn't qualify for the quiet zone.
No, we would still do something that applied for the quiet zone. We would just have to see if there's other options or modifying it. But the mazes are kind of standard for railroad crossings, at least in Indiana.
Okay, so I'm not sure what the answer is. Or what.
Well, we're not sure either. We haven't really considered any other options at this point.
So I think one of the things, there was an article, I think it was in the South Bend Tribune, that talked about this particular instance. At this point, we're not going to do anything until we close out of the NDOT project. We have to get through that. So as far as the city going out and reacting to that and making those adjustments, it's not going to happen. I'm just going to make it public here until we get closed out of the NDOT project. We've got to clear that hurdle, and then the project becomes ours again. This is kind of like the first step of multiple all through that corridor. So as a community, we need to get together. But one of the things that Leslie put together as part of this application to the Federal Railroad Administration was what we propose to do, and then that is scored through a grouping of points. And then once we hit that point level, then we can achieve the quiet zone. So if we backtrack, basically, and say we want to do something different at these and we don't want to do mazes, then we're going to have to go back through the point process and have it reevaluated. So unless it says we're not sure what the options are, we're not 100%. Part of it is we have to go back through and be reassessed to change the maze option.
Okay, so we would do that before we tore them out.
Correct. And I think that one of the prime examples is we have an alternative option there at Pearl Street that has little tiny arms that open up for pedestrians, and that was at the high school. We can do that, but we've already spent a lot of money to the railroad to go through and put a whole bunch of crossings in, and those little arms cost a lot more money to add in. And so, you know, it depends on what the... I said no extra money last time.
Yeah.
If you want an extra money option, that's a big extra money option, but it would be a no barrier option.
And 9th and Washington is going to have to get this done too, right? The crossing bicycle.
Yeah, we have 9th and Washington, 9th and...
there's a couple on Pearl and 9th.
Yeah. There's four or five of them that will have to have that done, and we're also in preliminary discussions with Bethany Christian to go on that one as well.
And automobile-wise, is it going to be like a double crossing, or is it going to have like a barrier so like you can't go around the gate? Or?
Yeah, they'll have delineators in the median so that it's, you can't go around the gate. Yeah, it would be a lot more expensive to do the four-quarter.
So it'd be fair to say it's under consideration.
Yeah, it's under consideration. Whatever we do, we want to make sure we didn't impact the quiet zone.
Okay.
Wasn't that approved without the barriers? Was it approved without the barriers? Not approved at all. So it was approved without the barriers before.
Well, we had gone through the final scoring, though. I mean, we had done all the work. I mean, at the end of all of this work, we have to do so that they can have great points. So we did what was recommended, but the railroad's final scoring is there. And so, as a precaution, knowing that we have some pedestrians, the mazes were added.
Yeah, I was hired by the Federal Rail Administrator, which was out here looking at the product we have covered, and I think
okay, any other questions from the audience or comments? If not, we've talked about the Goshen Theater tour. Next meeting is November 12th at 3 o'clock in this room. That would be a Tuesday, I'm sure. So if there's nothing else, we're ready to adjourn. Take a motion to adjourn.
So
second.
All those in favor say aye. Aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We're going to follow Everett to the theater.